Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
I'm Bill Shishko, and I am your host for another edition of HealthWise. Whether you hear about them on the radio, or on television, or in magazines, or on the internet, or by word of mouth, superfoods are all the rage today, and with good reason. Superfoods are, well, they're foods with especially high levels of vitamins and minerals. And they're sources of powerful antioxidants, which help protect your cells and also assist in preventing disease. Many superfoods provide amino acids that can help build muscles and strengthen your immune system, and then others provide probiotics, which are essential to the formation of healthy gut bacteria, as it's called. Incidentally, some nutritionists will tell you that probiotics are among the most important parts of a healthy daily diet. Superfoods, which is our topic today, promote heart health. Many believe that they improve our moods, helping to combat depression and anxiety. They can help ward off inflammation in the body, and there are even claims that superfoods help to fight cancer. Superfoods have been called, quote, one of the premier non-prescription ways to infuse your body with healthy vitamins and minerals, as well as to promote weight loss. Well, there are the more common superfoods: beans, blueberries, broccoli, oats, oranges, pumpkin, salmon, soy, spinach, tea, whether green or black tea, tomatoes, turkey. You heard me right. Turkey is a superfood. And walnuts and yogurt, that's just among the more common superfoods. But then there's the more exotic superfoods. As I read these, I think some of these names should be in the National Spelling Bee. The big one is acai. That's the way you pronounce A-C-A-I. Acai is one of the more exotic superfoods. Goji berries, cacao or cocoa powder. The only thing is, be careful, because you want to get your cacao raw or get the non-alkalized version. Seaweed, think of the stuff that wraps your favorite sushi. Chia seeds, mangosteens, which are no relation to mangoes. And then maca powder, spelled M-A-C-A, kefir, which is spelled K-E-F-I-R. There's a great National Spelling Bee word, kefir, K-E-F-I-R, which you can prepare yourself by getting a kefir starter culture. Hemp seeds, nutritional yeast, which isn't the same as brewer's yeast, although brewer's yeast is good for you too because it has lots of B vitamins. Black garlic, matcha green tea, wheatgrass, and one of my favorites, moringa, or as it's often called, moringa oleifera. In fact, we really could do separate HealthWise programs for each of these absolutely fascinating exotic superfoods. Well, then, you have superfoods that combine the benefits of many of these into one superfood product. And, of course, you've heard the claims, more than 3 dozen vegetables, fruits, and proteins in one serving that gives you, in some cases, over 100% of the daily recommended amounts of vitamins and minerals. These are often called green superfoods. They serve various purposes. They come in a variety of flavors and, I would add, in quite a wide variety of price ranges. So how do you make your way through this dizzying world of superfoods? Well, that's what we're going to find out on today's edition of HealthWise, all about superfoods. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise, and there, in their wide-ranging nutrition department, you'll hear more of how wide-ranging it is in a few minutes. There you'll meet nutritional consultant Matt Lombardo, and today he's going to help us know all about superfoods. And you're invited to call the program with your questions. Call in number 631-955-5400. That will put you live on the program, 631-955-5400. 800-516-5400. And if you prefer, you can text your question. Put the number under HealthWise. And here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391. A little slower this time, 516-367-0391 for your text questions that you can text in any time during the week, and we'll get them to the proper person for you. Hey, but for now, welcome again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Bill. Great.
Good
to be back.
You sound very healthy today.
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about superfood. How do people produce these blends of superfoods? I'm just wondering how you get in a little pill all of these things that they claim are in these pills. How do they do that?
Right. Well, I guess it depends on what function they're looking for. If someone is trying to formulate a product, one of the first things they think about is what function they want their product to perform, and then go out and find these superfoods, locate them where they're farmed and harvested, and then they manufacture them into powders and capsules.
Yeah. So what do? They get an extract. I hear this has the equivalent of 3 dozen vegetables in it, and all I can think of is this big bag of stuff that you take. Did they get or oils from these things, or what?
There are different ways of manufacturing these superfoods. They can be just simply the whole plant in a powder form. They can be extracts, which are done in various ways. It can be done with alcohol, in a tincture. Usually they extract the nutrients from the plant using alcohol. Sometimes it's cold pressed, which is another. There's all different ways.
Yeah, okay.
Have all different types of outcomes.
And Matt, I must confess, I'm a little bit incredulous here whether I'm taking a pill or a teaspoon of something. Are you really getting all the nutritional value they claim out of this one serving?
Well, for the most part, yes. A lot of it's tested for potency. If it's a good quality product, if it comes from a company that is labeled a GMP company or a good manufacturing practice company.
Okay.
They'll test their products and make sure that the nutrients are there.
Okay, so we should look for the GMP label, right?
Absolutely.
A little bit later, are you going to be willing to give us a tour by way of the ear through your nutrition department and give us some of these superfood blends you'd recommend?
Sure.
All right. We're going to hold the audience in suspense for this because there's so many of these things out there. Okay, Matt. Now a few specific questions. I read about these superfoods helping with body cleansing or detoxifying the body of chemical impurities.
Yes.
Talk about that a bit.
Well, there are two different functions for detoxification and cleansing from superfoods. Certain superfoods, such as dandelion root or Uva ursi, which is a little bit more exotic.
There's another one for the spelling bee.
Right.
How do you spell out? How do you spell that one?
It's UVAURSI.
Wow, I hope the people that come up with the words for the National Spelling Bee are listening. They're gonna have a great time. So what is this stuff?
So what these two superfoods do is they stimulate urine production. So they help cleanse the kidneys and cleanse the blood in that way. Then there are other superfoods such as artichoke. Artichoke's the main one, but there's cilantro and things that stimulate the liver in bile production. It helps to cleanse the liver and remove toxins from the liver and move it through your digestive tract to eliminate.
Okay.
So in ways like that, superfoods can detox your body.
Now, you mentioned a number of herbs in here, things that are plants, herbs. I mean, are all herbs superfoods?
I believe so, yes. They're usually a smaller plant than, I guess, what you would think of a food, lot less calories than, say, something like an avocado, which is considered a superfood. But herbs, absolutely.
Yeah, but in adding a garnish of these things to salads or whatever, we are actually helping. Yeah.
Yeah, seasoning your meat and these herbs is or seasoning anything.
And am I right that you're probably better to have the fresh herbs from herb gardens?
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'm interested, revealing something of myself, of superfoods and weight loss. I have to admit, so far, the superfood moringa hasn't helped me, but I'm probably not using it properly. I mean, are there different superfoods where to use for weight loss, and how, if people are going to use superfoods for weight loss, how do they do that?
Well, claiming weight loss properties for anything is very it's tricky. You know, I believe that weight loss is a holistic thing. It combines exercise, diet, sleep, rest, stress. I think it kind of to get weight loss in a healthy way kind of takes a little bit of everything.
Okay.
But if you consider what superfoods do for you, they give you a tremendous amount of nutrients with very few calories, so you can actually get the nutrients you need. And you can spare some of the empty calories that you'd get from unhealthy food. So by switching your diet over to more nutritious superfoods, you'll be taking in less calories but be getting all the nutrients.
Yeah, but what about the hunger factor? I mean, do these superfoods have fibers in them that will help you feel as if you're full?
Sure, some do. Avocados are high in fiber. A lot of greens, roughage, those are all high in fiber. Also, they can fill you up for sure. Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Again, this is one. And let me add to that, Matt. Am I right with these superfoods, especially if we're going to be taking the blends we'll be talking about a bit later? People should be speaking with their doctors before they do this, because there may be unhealthy or unhelpful interactions with medications.
Well, I think if you approach superfoods as actual food,
yeah.
Then you should be fine, unless you have some kind of contraindication with medications, certain medications, blood thinners. You're not supposed to, you know, don't eat grapefruit or don't eat leafy greens.
Yeah. Okay.
So it depends.
All right. So check on that. And certainly in all cases when you're taking medications. Be sure to read the fine print, as they say, or do a Google search on it and take those warnings. I was interested that superfoods helping with depression and anxiety, of course, you would say rightly, you've got to combine that with exercise, but they really do help with depression and anxiety?
Sure. I think depression and anxiety has a lot to do with hormonal imbalance and neurotransmitter imbalance in your body. And I think that if you incorporate the right nutrients, something your system may be lacking, like B vitamins,
okay.
which fortify your adrenals and also protect your brain, I think that it could absolutely contribute to a healthier outlook.
But again, holistic. You got to get the exercise and the sleep. These things are not miracle foods, right?
Right, right. And, you know, remove stressors from your life. And those are all kinds of things that you can do, self-care.
Sure. You know, which is very important. So one person wrote, Matt, superfoods are warriors in the fight against inflammation and cancer. Is that overrated, or is that true, or what's the current findings on that?
I think there's a lot of truth behind that. Inflammation causes a lot of problems, and chronic inflammation can actually cause disease.
Now, when you say inflammation, talk to us about what you mean by that.
Inflammation is when your body is overworking to overcompensate for an activity or an action. You know, if you have like an autoimmune disease, that's your body fighting inflammation too hard. Okay. Pushing back too hard.
Yeah, so we're talking inflammation. We're talking about some kind of an infection in the system?
It could be an infection. It could be an injury.
Okay.
It could be related to diet, food, a foreign body, or if you're eating something that you're allergic to, it can cause inflammation.
Okay. All right. That's an adverse effect. Wow. So importance of superfoods. Yeah, the topic today, if you hadn't guessed it already, all about superfoods, both the more common ones that we think of and then the more exotic ones. My guest is Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. And speaking of that, let's hear a little bit more about Cottage Pharmacy. Love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York. Bill Shishko here with you for today's edition of HealthWise. We're dealing with all about superfoods. If you'd like to call in with your question, 516-367. That's actually the text number. Well, call-in number, 631-955-5400. That's if you want to call in, be on the air, but you've got to do it fast. And if you want to text your question, and these can be any questions about nutrition, we'll pass them on to Matt or his compatriot, Rachel, 516-367-0391. You can do that anytime during the week. Put that number under HealthWise, 516-367-0391. And incidentally, special greeting to our friend Alfred in Manhattan, who is an avid listener to Matt and to HealthWise. Good to have Alfred with us and the rest of you who are enjoying these programs as we enjoy producing them. I hope you enjoy listening to them from week to week. Hey, Matt, talk about different functions of superfoods. Talk about the kind of different types of superfoods for different needs.
Sure. There's weight loss that we touched on. Some people will look to green tea to help boost their weight loss. There's libido and stamina, which maca is usually, it's definitely proven to be effective in that way.
Tell us what maca is.
Maca is a root. And it's similar to a radish, and it grows at very high altitudes in the Andes Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very rich in selenium, and there are nutrients in there that really help with energy.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Are there any particular superfoods for those of us who are older?
Well, I don't think... I don't think age should matter, really. To take healthy foods. I mean, it depends on what you're, if you're sensitive to certain foods or if you're on.
Well, we may have. Oh, here, you still there, Matt?
Oh,
okay, there we go. We got kind of the wonders of Matt. We kind of lost you for a moment. Can you back up a bit?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I was just saying that age shouldn't matter, and if you're going to, eat healthy, nutritious foods, no matter what, what your age is.
Well, I want to focus on the superfood blends a little bit. I know some people are going to wonder, what if you have allergies to gluten or to soy or to nuts or to dairy? Are these superfood blends okay for people with allergies? You avoid some or what?
Some companies that do superfood blends really throw a lot of ingredients in there. for the most part, they're careful about allergens.
Okay.
Like most blends will cut out the soy, the nuts, the gluten, the dairy, but you really have to check the label closely when you buy a powder blend of superfoods.
Okay, yeah, and obviously there's ratings on these that people can Google, again, for what that's worth. The other thing, and I do want you to give us a tour, Matt, of your nutrition department, especially with respect to superfoods, but I was intrigued with this one. I know it brings us into the probiotics field. Fermented greens? I mean, is that kind of a niche in the superfoods, or what?
Sure. Fermented, the way I like to talk about it is it's pre-digested. It's been exposed to a bacteria that has partially digested it. And in doing so, it extracts its own types of nutrients and new nutrients, and it enhances the nutrients. And fermented greens are very good. They don't smell great or taste good, but they're definitely...
Now, is that like kimchi? Is that a fermented green? The Korean fermented cabbage?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I mean, people do this fermenting kale or spinach or what?
Some people, ferment everything. You know, it's similar to pickling.
Now how do you do that? Or I know it's not a cooking show.
I've never, honestly, I don't know. You have to introduce a culture to a food, and over a certain period of time, the culture or the probiotic or the bacteria, digests the actual food.
Yeah, interesting. Of course, that's the kind of thing, again, people can do a Google search. As I mentioned, we make our own kefir, which helps immensely with the, as you would put it, with things in the gut. Because of the probiotics, and actually our son was the one that got us into this just by a starter culture, so I'd commend that. However, I don't want to take away sales from Cottage Pharmacy. Matt, why don't you give us a tour of your nutrition department, pointing out the superfoods that you carry?
Sure. Well, we have a wall, a superfood wall, and you can find an array of organic, non-GMO, very clean, very pure superfoods, such as maca. There's all different types of maca I have at Cottage Pharmacy. We have matcha, green tea, powder. We have spirulina, which is an algae that's super nutritious, very healthy for you, very rich in antioxidants and protein. There's all types that we have, and it's very clean, and it's the highest quality that we believe that we want to carry in our store.
Yeah, and I would emphasize that in Cottage Pharmacy, as in its companion pharmacy, 110 Pharmacy, they are very selective about what they carry. You know you're going to get quality products. Okay, so I go into Cottage Pharmacy. I'm looking at this array of superfoods, and I say, hey, where do I start? What do you recommend?
Well, I think it would depend on, you know, what concerns you about your lifestyle or your health. What brought you to the health food store in the first place? If you are just looking for general health, I would start off with maybe matcha green tea, something to boost your metabolism a little bit.
And now, what is this, three times a day with the matcha tea or night or what?
Just a teaspoon a day.
Okay.
There's theanine in matcha, and there's antioxidants in matcha that can help with focus and all kinds of great benefits.
Okay.
But there's certainly a lot of different avenues.
Okay, so matcha. What about the blends? I don't know if you want to mention. Well, you can mention specific ones that you sell that you recommend.
I recommend Fresh Greens it's spelled with a PH, PHREESH. That's a very good greens blend with no additives. It's very clean. I like the greens. There's different greens they put in there. There's wheatgrass, but there's also alfalfa. I believe there's watercress, but there's a lot of good It's a good combination.
Fresh greens, you put that, you can probably mix that with your kefir or have it with milk. Or I don't think
sure.
You sprinkle it. You sprinkle it on your cereal or what?
You can mix it in juice. I think it's most palatable in like an apple juice or something.
Yeah, I mean, some of them have flavors that are better than others.
I think certain things will have different distinct flavors. Like maca has it's almost like a bitter kind of nutty flavor that some people like it, some people don't, but it's kind of an acquired taste. Green tea, matcha is a little bit bitter.
Okay. You got maca and matcha. They're different.
Right, yeah.
Well, this is a good place to end the program and a good place for you folks to begin. You can start with the maca or matcha tea. Hey, thanks to Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, for bringing you today's edition of HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Now, remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. Incidentally, when you're there, look for Bolster Nutrients while you're there in the nutrition department. Ask Matt Lombardo about them. He loves to tell you about Bolster Nutrients. They have a toll-free number that any of you can use, 1-800-599-9963, from any part of the world. 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get the 20% discount by ordering there. But you got to mention WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.